The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Symmetry. Listen, close your eyes, grow, and enrich your soul with me on this journey of manifesting. I'm your host, Salamander. Welcome to this week's episode. This week, we will be talking about confidence. So feel free to repeat this with me if you want. But the affirmation of the week is, I have everything I need for success. I have everything I need for success. I have everything I need for success. So I chose this affirmation because I feel like it can apply to many things. It can apply to your own self-confidence or confidence in the workplace or making friendships. And I feel like confidence is one of the most hard things to achieve in life. Everybody seeks to have confidence, and it's understandable. It may seem like people are confident on the outside, but guaranteed they are going through something on the inside. And I've come to learn that with talking with many people. And even I've had people say to me, "You seem very confident." And I'm always like very surprised by that, because I the phrase, fake it till you make it. If I feel maybe that day I'm not feeling myself, or I'm just not feeling happy that day, I will fake it till I make it. And it is a good strategy, I'm not gonna lie, but it is nice to feel more confident in yourself. I feel like over time I've gotten better about being confident about myself. I feel more confident in who I am, but at times it is hard to stick to your guns and keep being who you are, because there are going to be people who don't like it, and it's tough. But yeah, so I wanted to go into how affirmations, it's more than just repeating words over and over again, that it does change your view on life. It's made me realize that I have more control over my life. It's made me realize I have more potential than I thought I did, and has made me feel like it's made me feel like I can do anything, and that's very powerful. There is a theory, positive affirmations and how they make you feel, and it's called the self-affirmation theory. So the self-affirmation theory examines how people maintain self-integrity when this perception of the self is threatened, which I do feel like this theory is very true. I feel like affirmations, when people do go into it, it is mostly for self-confidence and to build this just your own confidence, and I am totally for it anyway. And there is a study, according to National Library of Medicine, such effects might arise through several different pathways. First, affirmations may increase focus on sources of positive value to individuals. Self-affirmation interventions often rely on having participants reflect on personal core values and reward systems. This pathway would engage neural mechanisms associated with reward and positive valuation. So this meaning, they found that people were able to focus on more positive things, and that participants were able to focus more on their own core values and even the reward system in your brain. Just like when dopamine happens, when you get all happy, it goes through the reward system. And I just wanted to also talk about how ways it could be more effective changing your mindset is by focusing in on the present moment. Now, this one takes a while to do. I'm not going to lie. It's very hard. Everybody has things that happen in the past and do worry about their futures. And if you're too focused about the past and what will happen, you could possibly manifest something that you don't want, if you focus all your energy on it, it's gonna come to you. Learning from the law of affirmation. And it also just makes it less effective. And a way you know that manifesting is working is when things just seem to keep falling into your lap. Like, it's so easy, you don't have to do anything, and it seems like it's just effortless. And to let you know, that feeling is not a coincidence. It's showing you, God has a way of showing you that it will work out, and that you will be okay, and that it has its way of showing you. I'm a very spiritual person, which means I go by what I want to believe. I don't really go by any organized religion on what they say. Maybe God wants or Jesus wants, and I feel like that should be that way for everybody. Is everybody can believe what they believe in religion, and that's okay. And where all this law of attraction comes from is The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. It's a really good book about how you can take control of your life, and talks about how the law of attraction does that. And it's a really good book. I haven't read the whole book, but I read like a little bit of it. And even just from reading a chapter or two, it is life changing. And I just also wanted to touch on how affirmations just doesn't have to be through tarot, and that there are different ways you can do it. So a couple of different ways is you can write in a notebook, like journal, or maybe set goals, write down your goals in a journal and talk about how, like, what you want to do, the steps you're going to take, and when you want it by. And there are others as well, like visualization, meditation, and vision boards. And there are also others, but those are the main ones and ones that I've done before. So visualization is essentially kind of what it sounds like. So you think, for example, if you want to ace an exam, or you want to do this speech at work and you're really nervous for it, well, you can sit by yourself, close your eyes or open them, whatever you want, and just think about the event and picture where it is at, what the room looks like, what it smells like, and picture yourself going through it, walking through it. So it's the beginning, you walk in and you see a podium, you get up to the podium, for example, for a speech, and you stand there. And you feel confident. You get this surge of confidence all of a sudden. And you're speaking halfway. You're like, oh, this isn't that bad. And by the end of it, you felt really confident on your speech and felt like you nailed it and see yourself walking away. So seeing yourself walk through it very much helps. I did this for my driver's license test because I was so nervous. I was like, oh my God, if I don't nail this, I won't be able to go to school with my car, and just was putting a lot of pressure on myself. But I did this visualization before I went to sleep, and then the morning of, and then maybe, and then 5 minutes before, to ease my mind, and it very much helped. And then also, this visualization technique is a form of meditation, and I know a lot of people are intimidated by meditation, but it is a muscle. You have to work. It takes practice. So don't feel bad if you sit down and your mind starts going off someplace else, because your mind is trained to go every which way. And so it's just a matter of thinking something and then being like, oh, okay, look at it and then let it go. It is hard, but I've noticed it has helped me focus better and helped me stay in the present. According to the National Institute of Health, meditation, mindfulness practices may have a variety of health benefits and may help people improve the quality of their lives. This results demonstrates that activity and hypothesized reward/valuation regions are primary pathways associated with self-affirmation. Furthermore, regions associated with self-related processing and prospection are associated with self-affirmations that are future-oriented. These neural correlates of self-affirmation were further associated with objectively measured behavior change, suggesting the external validity of the affirmation task. So this is basically saying that it was proven through this study that it does go through, your mind does go through behavioral changes in your brain. And that's insane. And then I wanted to do a last thing talking about vision boards. So what are vision boards? So vision boards are essentially what they sound like. So you get an old stack of magazines that you have at home. And I've done this before. They're really fun. So you get an old stack of magazines and you cut out anything that attracts you to it, whether it's, you know, the beauty of it, or maybe it's sad, or whatever makes you be like, oh wow, this is, I like this, right? And you cut it out and glue it onto this tiny board, or even a big, you know, bigger poster board. You set a goal and you cut out things that can be associated with that goal. So you can do a randomly cutting out random things you like, or you could do a theme. Most of the time for me, I just cut out anything I want and glue it down. And what I've found with this is that it is very relaxing. It puts your mind at ease and definitely refocuses your whole mind off of things. And I know some people, even with these vision boards, do, again, write things down and say, kind of track what this vision board, what they're trying to do. So with, you know, with this vision board, my goal is to attract money. And that could be even you just cut out a bunch of pictures of things that you want, for example, or just anything, or even money, just whatever. Maybe even like a picture of an island, being like, I want to go on vacation.
And so, yeah, that's all I have for you guys this week. Have a great week.